This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rockin' the Money podcast, episode 140. Time talking about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer, real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Have a good vacation.
Yes. Yeah, it was very brief and I ended up keeping up with email, but yes.
You didn't get lured in by the ship tricks, did you? Cruise ship shopping tricks or anything?
Oh, no.
You're too smart for
that. In fact, we walk away with it, more money than we get on the ship with.
There you go. I expect nothing less from Savvy Savings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I only book when with the deals that give me on ship credit, and then, you know, we make up any difference in the casino.
Damn, girl. I'm so, oh, wow. Look at you. I thought we'd do something a little different today. I have a topic which has been crazy online and I want to bring it up here. And then just a couple of social media questions afterwards.
Okay.
So there's this. I'm going to have you read this. This was on Reddit and somehow it got into the news. I don't know if our listeners have heard about this. It's about this engaged couple. Okay, so there's a little storyline in here. I want people to listen. If you could read it for me, Amanda.
Sure, yeah. Everyone, settle in for story time.
Oh, it's a little story. It's not too long.
It's like a story problem. Okay.
It's a story problem, but I want everybody to listen that's been in a relationship to listen to this. And then I've asked people on Facebook, in my live streams on Facebook Gaming, what they thought. There was an overwhelming response what people should do. So I want people to think in their mind, what would you do?
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
I am engaged to who I feel is the one. We had been dating for just over 3 years, and I proposed last month, he explained. After another session of wedding planning, my fiance asked if I would be all right with her being a stay-at-home wife. At first, I laughed because I thought she was joking. She told me not to laugh and said she wants to be a stay-at-home wife. I asked her why, as we both make pretty good money at our jobs, and we can't afford our current lifestyle with just one income. She says it's because I make a lot more than her and we could scale back our lifestyle. She said, it's been on my mind a lot. I think working 9 to 5 just isn't for me.
That's just not going to work for me anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame her for the sentiment. Okay.
Doesn't everybody already have that idea? But
go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, none of us love being working during the day. Okay. Exactly. All right. I said that I'm not comfortable with that idea and said maybe if we have kids, she could be a stay-at-home mom. But I'm not cool with her being a stay-at-home wife. And she said that I was being manipulative since we are both child-free. That devolved into a pretty heated argument with her saying that I should support her dreams. She never stated what she wants to do with her staying at home, even though I did ask. In the heat of the moment, I said, where is this coming from? Why is it your dream to be a stay-at-home wife? Is it your dream to be lazy?
Oh, he did not just say that.
Boom. Yeah.
Ooh, that was a mistake.
She got really upset at that and went to her mother's. I want a partner in life, not a dependent doing nothing productive with her days.
So there were, this came from Reddit. Number one, I love it when people go to Reddit for their, you know, life advice. And a couple of people replied. One person said, dude, I think you've been played. Another person said, if you and your partner are not on the same page, you're not compatible. Another one says, do not marry this woman.
Yeah.
So what is your opinion?
My take is, thank goodness this came out now before the wedding, because what a mess that would be after the, you know, documents are signed and you're legally wed, then you have to kind of unravel from all of this. But I think when she says this and she's adamant about it enough to have an argument about it, you have to take it at face value that this is her true wishes. And if it doesn't work for you, and I can understand why it doesn't work for you, then this just isn't a good match. And it's better to cut your losses and walk away now and admit that she isn't the one as you had thought she was.
So she
says...
You
just have very different values. I mean, if your values aren't aligned, you're just setting yourself up for a constant friction and failure.
So what you just said, You predict that in the future, there will be a divorce.
I predict that they will not have a happy marriage.
I love that you're a lawyer. I really love it because I did a poll on Facebook Gaming during my live stream. Yeah. And as quick as that chat room was flying, I mean, I have a lot of viewers. It flew. I said, put a one in there if you think there's a divorce in the future, zero if they're not. I don't think I saw a single zero. Everyone predicted, oh, yeah, this is going downhill afterwards if they go through the marriage.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, they haven't gotten married yet, so you don't have the added cost, expense, and headache of having to get a divorce. You can just, you know, take your toys and go home.
Now, for the benefit of her, we're only getting his side of the story. However, the way he's telling it, I don't think there's much more to see here. I mean, I like how he put the option that if they had kids, stay at home mom, he was open to that.
Yeah.
That, which I think is awesome. I think
so that's clearly not what she wants here. She's very adamant that even without kids, she wants to stay at home and do who knows what, because she hasn't said what she would be doing at home.
And they've been dating for 3 years.
Yeah.
Three years.
This would be quite an about face on a personality.
Yeah.
I get him. It must come as a complete shock and surprise if for 3 years she's been working and making good money and you have a lifestyle and a marriage that is kind of assuming the same type of personality and lifestyle will continue. And then she kind of yanks the rug out from under that dream. It's a bit jarring.
Yeah.
I don't think he's being manipulative. Let me just
I think he's being responsible. I kind of agree with that one Reddit user. He was kind of played a little bit.
She doesn't sound like she's very mature.
No, I think he got played, and that was on her plan the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Which leads me to think that she has another step in this plan once they finish the marriage.
Yeah.
And that concerns me. Some people on my Facebook said gold digger.
Yeah, I mean, once you get married and then she quits her job and decides not to work and then you go through the divorce, I mean, you can find yourself in a position paying alimony.
Yeah. Yeah, so now you're losing 50%.
Run away.
Yeah. Now you're losing 50% until she gets married again, right? Be happy it happened after the wedding planner. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe she woke up one day and decided she doesn't want to work anymore. This is taking the great resignation a little too far. In my opinion. Yeah. So anyway, I would love to hear people's opinion. I'm going to put this in our group for everyone to comment. Get ready for that and see what happens. Pretty much everyone's agreeing.
I would
love
if someone has a coherent argument on the opposite side of this issue. Yeah. I'd love to hear it because I'm just not thinking of a rational reason why this makes sense.
There was not a single person in my live stream of tens of thousands of people that have that what you're looking for, Amanda, or they weren't willing to say it.
Yeah.
If I were this guy, I'd
run. So that's the nice thing about Reddit is that you're able to preserve some anonymity, right?
That's
so you don't
true.
Get that on Facebook at all. Yeah.
That's true. Anyway, I thought that would be an interesting case. Now, in our next episode, I have another topic. It's about when people recommend that you talk about money, these sorts of things in a relationship before you wait 3 years to go to a wedding planner. So that would be the next episode. I thought that would be a good segue in there. See how I did that?
Yeah. No?
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we got a couple questions we're going to answer. You're listening to Rockin' the Money.
There, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Hey, welcome back to Rock on the Money. This is Amanda's show, and I'm her producer, Craig. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/rockonthemoney. We have an active group there, and we'd like to get more people in there. And by the way, Amanda, our listener numbers are the highest ever.
Well, you know what? I have some new listeners myself because a friend of ours found out that we have this podcast and she has been telling everyone she knows. And so thank you, Susie. Shout out to Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Yes. I have a couple friends named Susie, so they won't even know which one it is. But
I will.
She knows.
Well, Susie, I'm going to do my best not to embarrass Amanda. Susie, we have a couple questions, Amanda.
Okay.
A little new format. We'll kind of go back to the old school format just to shorten these up just a little bit. Question number one, is there a chart or guidance that suggests how much you should have in a 401k at any age? Like when I'm 40 years old, how much should I have? Is there anything out there like that?
Probably.
You know what? I kind of Googled it around. I went to this website called Google and I did that. And there are a few out there. You know what's weird is they contradict each other.
So that's the thing is like you're going to get answers all over the place because everyone is going to base it their recommendations off of certain assumptions. And so we don't go by charts here. Instead, but I guess it's a little bit different. What they're asking is how much do you have at each certain age? I mean, your ultimate goal is that you have at least $1 million for every $40,000 in income you want to take in retirement.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called personal finance for a reason. It's about each person's going to be different.
Yeah. So that's what I would do is there's plenty of actually calculators out there that you can find, you know, just Google retirement calculator.
Right.
Craig, Google it now and give us some recommendations. But anyway, you Google it, you find a retirement calculator, you put in how much money you have today, how much money you want to have when you retire, the age that you are now, the age that you want to be when you retire, and then how much you're going to continue to contribute between now and then. And it'll tell you how much money, you know, you should have now if you're on track, on target, or if you need to be doing more. So NerdWallet here has a calculator. So if you just Google retirement calculator, you're going to get a couple right off the bat. So NerdWallet has one. It's going to ask you, you know, how much money do you save every month, how old you are, what your pre-tax income is today, and how much you currently have in savings. And then it's just going to give you a really rough estimate of, you know, how much you're going to have at age 67, and you can adjust their assumptions accordingly if you have a difference, but it'll give you a rough idea of what you have or don't have. Bankrate has a good one. They're all slightly different. So, you know, run it through a couple different ones.
There you go. And just for reference, 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 in retirement savings. And of that, 33% have nothing. A third.
And you know what is scary is just this week they came out and said that the Social Security Fund, you know, the fund that people rely on and when they have nothing saved
from retirement,
it's actually going to run out of the money to make full payments by 2033 now, which is really only, you know, 13 years from now or 12 years from now. That's nothing.
Yeah, I put that down as something for us to talk about here in the next episode or two.
It's not going to immediately at 2033 just stop. It'll probably start phasing out or something, you know, we'll have to repeat some of the things that were done in the 80s to help extend the life of the program and fund it. But
you know what's going to happen? Just like every other federal thing. You and I will not qualify for Social Security as well happen. They'll cut us out because we have too much.
Yeah.
So all the people that did what they were supposed to will get nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll end up happening at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's the thing is like when you're making your calculations, I certainly don't ever include Social Security anticipated earnings in there because I just don't think you can count on them.
I'm the same way. I don't even consider it. If it shows up, it's not going to be a lot anyway.
Yeah. It'll be icing on the cake.
Yeah. It's like whatever. Oh, there's my cruise ship fund every month. All right. Question number two. Why does this keep coming up? What are some side hustles you guys picked up that bring in an additional $1,000 a month?
So I teach online courses at a university that does $1,000 a month.
Boom. How many hours do you put into that, by the way, if I'm allowed to ask?
So it varies week to week, but I would say probably 10 to 20 a week.
That's not bad.
No.
That's good for $1,000. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. And you're doing it home on your own time.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So it does suck the life out of my weekends usually.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't sit around anyway.
Yeah. However, I usually spend, you know, an hour or so a day. And then on the weekends, it's a number of hours.
Wow.
To like grade papers. It can be half the weekend sometimes.
I've done a number of things to bring in extra money. But my current one, obviously, is Facebook gaming as a content creator. So I'm a partner with Facebook right now. And I work my way up through there. 1 year later, I've now got, as of today, 265,000 followers. And I get about, well, right now I'm in a slump for some weird reason, but I get about 50 to 100,000 viewers a day. Mm-hmm. If once you read partner status, they give you a lot of other incentives to make extra money every month. Like if you do this, we're going to give you a bonus. So there's a lot of these little things. So there's a lot of ways to make money online. I mean, you can Google it. It'll come right up. The content creator thing is not as easy as people think. They think people just do Instagram or they do TikTok. I'm going to put down $100 that Amanda has never made a TikTok video in her life. Yeah. Look,
not you owe, one.
And you owe right. me, you owe me $100 just
well,
so you know,
we make the bet.
Trying to make money on Instagram release play is not easy. And it takes a lot of time to make a TikTok video properly, all that stuff. And you know, a lot of people think they're going to do, they're going to be the next big star on social media. It's a ton of work. You got to treat it like a business. So there's a lot of other ways to do it. You can deliver groceries now. Who was it that was going to do a delivery? Was it Walmart? Somebody was going to take on Amazon. And I think Walmart was extending their delivery options. And then a bunch of stores that are already, you know, brick and mortars are now using third party companies to do deliveries. That's what it was. Walmart's now going to expand into third party delivery companies to deliver stuff to your house and not use their own anymore. That was the big announcement. And same with Best Buy. Best Buy is starting to do that too. So if you want to be a delivery person for all these brick and mortar stores, there's a bunch of these companies out there. Just sign up and you just drive around and deliver stuff. You just have to factor in your car and all that in there, the mileage and, you know, so many cents and per
taxes.
Mile.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Pay tax on your income.
Right.
Income tax. They're not going to withhold it for you.
Yeah. Side hustles. You know, we're assuming you already have health insurance and all that other stuff on the side, but just Google it. I mean,
Etsy, if you're crafty, you might be able to sell some things on Etsy. Yeah. You can do that in your free leisure time. There's lots of ways.
The quickest
you're
way
only
is
limited
to
by your imagination.
Yeah. The fastest way is to do delivery or something like that. Or if you really enjoy Allen wrenches, building IKEA stuff, oh, shoot, I'll pay you.
Yeah, you need to get like an electric drill type with an Allen wrench.
There you go. Was it TaskRabbit or Tackle or all those? Yeah, you can do that. The fastest one is just sign up for the one of these delivery services. I mean, you're up and running by, you know, same day. But then long term.
Yeah, and I would say, unless you're really passionate about sales, joining one of these sales MLM, you know, marketing.
There you go.
Pyramid schemes is probably not going to be the fastest way. I think there's a new documentary out on one of the streaming services about Lulu. What was that? Those leggings that people used to.
Not Lululemon.
No. The other one.
That's a good company. Yeah.
LuLaRoe. Yeah. LuLaRoe.
Really?
That was the one. Yeah. I knew it was close to Lululemon. Yeah. So that was like all these women who were selling these leggings at all sorts of places and having parties for leggings. And
yeah.
there's a new documentary on that. That is, let's see, what service is it going to be on? Amazon docuseries.
Ooh, Amazon. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
Chronicles the real life pyramid scheme.
Wow. Actually, I might like that one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's from the same people that did the fire fraud documentary. Ooh. You know, about that fire festival.
Yeah.
A real hoax. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, same thing.
All right, so there you go. There's enough to get you up and running here within a couple of days. So,
and an Amazon streaming recommendation.
Yeah. I've just started watching them pretty much because of Jeremy Clarkson. You know who he is?
No. Mm-mm.
I never watch Amazon, even though I have it as part of my Prime. Somehow on YouTube, this promo for Clarkson's Farm came up. Jeremy Clarkson is set TV show that about cars and machines that oh shoot. Now I'm in a rabbit hole. Thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy Clarkson is part of Top Gear. He's that old guy on Top Gear. Mm-hmm, you ever seen that show?
No.
He has a gazillion dollars. He lives in the UK. He owns a huge farm, tons of plots of land, and he decides he wants to be a farmer. He knows nothing about farming. I watched that first episode. It's only 8, and they've renewed him for a second one because people went bonkers over this thing. I laughed so hard in the first 15 minutes. I'm like, this is going to be... I don't watch TV, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
This pulled me in. I found it so entertaining. He literally goes to buy a tractor. He knows nothing about buying tractors. He buys a Lamborghini tractor.
What?
It's got 40 gears forward, 40 gears, and then everybody that stops
seems
by
like
says...
a bit more than necessary.
Well, the whole thing, he's trying to learn how to be a farmer. So he ends up with sheep, and they do all this stuff to his farm, and they get away. I mean, the whole thing is just hilarious because he's trying to learn. And at the very end of the season, his money guy gets out the numbers and tells him how much he actually made in his first year of farming.
Yes.
So it's actually a money show and the process
of
becoming a farmer.
Like what not to do or what?
I can't blow it for you if you ever.
Okay.
Clarkson's Farm is what it's called. Anyway, it's on Amazon exclusively. Okay. Anyway.
Well, all right. Now everyone got 2 good tips.
A whole lot of unnecessary stuff there, but I bet a lot of the people listening to us from the gaming know about this show. A lot of people watch Clarkson's Farm. It was really funny. Anyway, thank you very much, Amanda.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time.
America's Rockland USA.
All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.